Good morning. So we've heard a lot of stories today, and I have a very special story to share with you. I happen to have here one of the original rough drafts of that story that Lauren read earlier from Luke. So I'm going to read it for you now. Nearby, there were a whole group of shepherds watching over their fields and their sheep, when a swarm of angels appeared above them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were terrified. But the angels said to them, "Do not be afraid. I have been sent to give you a joyful message for you to tell everyone. You know that Messiah that you have been waiting for? Well, today he is born in Bethlehem, in the city of Bethlehem. So go and see him. You will notice him because he will be wearing a swaddle and lying in a feeding trough." After this remarkable announcement, there appeared with the angel, there was a multitude of angels, and they began praising God, and they were saying and singing, and they were saying glory to God, and their voices were like that of, well, like that of angels. Then one of the shepherds, named Briander, asked the others, "Why do you think these angels came to us? We have no special status. We have no abilities." Another one of the shepherds, named Bonnie Vens, said to Briander, "The great King David was once a shepherd. Do you think that he had no special talents? Plus, look around you. Who else do you see? Who else is up at this hour? You know, sometimes the greatest ability is availability. Now, let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that the angels have told us about." Briander replied, "I think it should be pretty easy. I don't think there will be many babies who are lying in feeding troughs." And so the shepherds all went to Bethlehem, and they found the baby Jesus just as the angels had said. He was there with his mother Mary and Joseph in a stable. And just as the angel said, he was lying in a feeding trough. And Mary was surprised to see the shepherds. She asked them how they knew that she and the baby would be there. So then all of the shepherds told Mary this story about how all these angels came and told them. Then that shepherd Briander, who had not been able to shake this question from his mind, said to Mary, perplexed, "I wonder why the angels chose us." But Mary, she didn't look puzzled at all. She explained to him that, like her, the shepherds came from humble beginnings. And like her, they had been chosen by God to do something really important, a really exalted task, that of telling all of the others about what they had seen. She said, "God lifts up the lowly and brings down the proud. From now on, you will have a special place in the story of our people, and all generations will know your names." "Our names?" the shepherds said with hope and expectation. "Well, maybe not your specific names," Mary responded, "but they will know that you were shepherds and that you were chosen." Then the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go into town and tell everybody about what we have seen. It is almost the morning and people will want to hear about this." So that's what they did. Now, there were some people in the town who were skeptical of the shepherd's story. They did not believe in something so fantastical. They didn't believe that something so amazing and so huge could have happened while they were sleeping. But a great teacher of the law named Teodori said to them, "These shepherds are to be believed. If there were only one or two of them, then their story would be open to criticism. But having a whole group of witnesses with corroborating stories like they have is very convincing. It would even hold up in a court of law." So, because of their group dynamic, because there were so many of them, and their accounts were identical, many people believed what the shepherds had told them. But Teodori warned them, Do not let Herod or any of the Roman officials know what you have seen. If the people in power hear about a legitimate Messiah, they will be threatened, and they will want to eliminate that threat. So, after shepherds had done all this, they returned to their fields, hoping that their sheep were still there. And as they were walking back, Briander, still perplexed that he had not gotten an answer to his question why they were chosen. And another one of the shepherds, named Alanus, who had been quiet up to this point, could be silent no longer. She said, "Have you not gotten a satisfactory answer yet? Why were we chosen? Because we were available. Because we are like David was. Because we are humble. Because we are trustworthy. And because we would only seek to exalt the child, not destroy him." For all of these reasons, the angels could not have given their message to a better group of people in all of Bethlehem. And that is why we see shepherds in every nativity set. So when you think that you maybe don't have really something important to say or a really important place in this world, remember the shepherds, that even in the most humble places, God will appear. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.